She was bang in the middle of gluing, when suddenly, without her hearing a sound, she saw him standing in the doorway. God knows how long he'd been there, looking very pleased with himself, and watching her the way he liked to.
"How was that, dear? Watched you
how?" Brotherhood cut in. Mary had surprised herself. She faltered.
"Superior, somehow. Pained superiority. Jack, don't make me hate him, please."
"All right. He's watching you," said Brotherhood. "He is watching her, and when she catches sight of him, he bursts out laughing and shuts her mouth with passionate kisses, doing his Fred Astaire number. Then it's upstairs for a full and frank exchange of views, as he calls it. Incidentally, oxidized, damaged, or hydrogenated unsaturated fats, found in margarine and many processed foods, are as bad, if not worse, for you as saturated fats. Hydrogenating a polyunsaturated fat not only makes it saturated, but also blocks the body's ability to use the good unhydrogenated polyunsaturated fats in nuts, seeds, and fish. This means that fried food is bad news, especially if the food is high in fat, such as meat, eggs, or cheese.
"Then you'll die," Craiklin told him, in a flat, even voice. "I've no place on this ship for somebody who doesn't have the taste for a little murder now and again."
Hawser looked into Craiklin's eyes over the motionless barrel of the laser pistol. Zalin moaned. The snap echoed around the metal spaces of the hangar like a gunshot. Hawser opened his arms without taking his eyes off the mercenary chief's face. Zalin's limp body tumbled slackly to the deck and crumpled under its own weight. Craiklin smiled and put the gun back in its holster. It clicked off with a fading whine.